is the Riot Podcast, and it's basically about guns.
You will find a lot. Obi and I took a trip to the Blackwing shooting range, which will be coming soon to our Radio U Riot YouTube channel.
Yes, indeed.
Until then, pictures are posted through Radio U Riot on Facebook, so you can at least see some of the trip.
Mm-hmm.
But we had a chance to film while we were there, and it was so nice.
Yeah, we had a great time. So that's in the podcast a bit. There's food in it. Whales that are hogging food. A blue Hawaii drink.
Yes, that was interesting.
I'll admit that I get into my cleanse one more time, because even if I don't want to talk about something, I can't shut up about
it. The show does revolve around things that go on in our life, too. So, of course, that's going on in your life, and you will talk about it.
Snooze. Speaking of Nikki and the berm and the freeway and the cop.
Two cops.
We talk mac and cheese, and Chris, our resident gun guy, does stop by to talk guns again.
He does. So that's all in this podcast. We hope you enjoy. If there's ever anything you would like to let us know, please join us at Radio U Riot and post there on Facebook. Or if you just email us, riot@radiou.com, we'll get it too.
All right. What do you say?
Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful weekend.
Bye.
Baby's crying. Nails on a chalkboard. Your girlfriend saying, "We need to talk." The worst of the Riot. Yep, it really is that bad on Radio U.
So last night, Nikki and I definitely shot the guns.
Went to the shooting range.
We went to a place called Blackwing Shooting Center. And
they were so nice. So very nice.
You know what? I'll have to say that I feel like everyone should go visit a place like that. You don't have to buy a gun. You don't even have to shoot. But I think you would be surprised by what the gun crowd is like mm-hmm. versus what you think they are like. There are all these kind of stereotypes
sure.
that float around because of what you see maybe in a movie or on TV or whatever. Very, very different crowd of people than what you think. Everyone was very laid back, but also very serious about, and by serious, I don't mean like, I'm going to be sweet when I get this gun. I mean like, hey there, tough guy, let's be careful with that.
They're very serious about it, but yet it was very relaxed on the other hand.
Yeah.
It was just very nice.
Dude, we had so much fun. We had a guy that actually taught us how to shoot yesterday.
Yes.
His resume is absurd. He's from the UK. He's Nicholas Angel from Hot Fuzz, okay? He's part of the
I didn't want to tell him Hot Fuzz quotes,
I was just like,
oh, that's you.
But I actually thought it was because he's part of the Rapid Response team. And he goes, I was part of SWAT. They call it Rapid Response. And I was like, oh, Nicholas Angel. That's amazing. So he did that. Like, he did protection duty for Prince Charles, Margaret Thatcher, Tony Blair. He was part of a bomb disposal unit. This guy was, and he worked for MI6.
Yep.
Shut up. Plus MI5, the domestic service.
Plus, now on his resume, he helped to teach
Riot shoot guns.
The Riot about gun safety.
And I'll tell you something else, guys. Nikki's a crack shot. Not even
lying.
You are
really good. No. The show is good.
We're good shots.
The show is good.
I mean, only at 15 feet. So, I mean, if you're like...
Don't pressure us to do like distance shooting or anything.
Like, we're not going to be joining the national team or anything
not
like
anytime
that.
Soon.
But, man, we did great. Now, out of all the guns we shot, what was your favorite?
It's a CZ. And Eric told me what number it is, but I'm still new, so I'm still learning.
I don't remember it
either. It's a 75 or a 95. I don't remember.
Well, I spent some time talking to the guy out in the shop about it.
Yeah.
Mike, who was actually the reason why we ended up going there in the first place, who's a Riot listener. We went over there, and he was telling me that the gun that we shot, it's like a sport model.
Mm-hmm.
And so it had an upgraded trigger, upgraded. Like,
it was smooth. It was nice.
Like, to get the gun we looked at.
I don't even want to know.
Way over $1,000.
Oh, come on.
I know.
It was very expensive.
It was awesome.
I'd only gone to a range one time for something for Radio U before, but it was so much fun. It's fun, obviously, we were with Chris and Eric and everybody there, but I could see going back and actually having an enjoyable time.
Oh, yeah, totally.
It's like a sport.
Totally.
It is.
And I ended up, my favorite of all the guns we shot, the CZ was an easy favorite.
Oh, that was nice.
It really was, but like other than that, I liked the Glock 19
Did
the
you?
Best.
Yeah.
The best. Like, that was, yep.
So that will be coming soon to our Radio U Riot YouTube channel.
But
we will let you know when you have a chance to watch us go to the shooting range.
So those videos are coming soon, but you can actually see photos if you want right now. That's on Radio U Riot on Facebook, and you can search it or link to it through riot.radio.com.
Again, thank you, Blackwing, for having us out. It was so much fun.
Oh, dude.
We really had a really good time.
And David, the Brit that knew what was up. We had so much fun yesterday.
And we actually learned a lot.
Oh, when he gave us so much.
He gave us like a 20-minute course in it. I was like, well, even in my mind, though, I would not go to a shooting range, but like you'd play a game or like, oh, I've got a hand, you know, like a gun. No, I was totally doing a lot of things wrong.
Absolutely. I mean, there were so many things that I was like, this is how you do it. And it was like, no, that's not how you do it.
So it was very good to learn.
Yes, indeed.
The Riot.
Pushing people's buttons to get a reaction can actually be very good for society.
Radio U.
So there, the man was making fun of us, saying we could use virtual reality, pretend the riot doesn't exist. Pretty soon, you're going to be using virtual reality to pretend the riot does exist.
To enhance the riot experience.
Did you guys see yesterday that the people at Oculus, they're the ones that make the virtual reality headset that I have, they're owned by Facebook now. And it's finally leaked out, just like a little bit, that there will be a new virtual reality Oculus headset coming sometime next year.
So do you think this one's going to be a little bit more updated of a like a streamlined one? Or
it sounds like the goal here is not going to be to compete with the already existing Oculus product, but instead will be to be a very inexpensive way that you'll be able to grab
Virtual reality.
They have to.
If they want people to buy this thing, you have to have it cheaper than what it is.
That's the big hook. I had a friend over last night who hadn't had a chance to play with VR at all, and he's like, man, this is amazing. And we started talking about just what it would cost
to get it going,
to make that happen in your house. And you're talking somewhere between, conservatively, you might be able to do it for $1,500.
You need the headset, you need the games, those are expensive. You need the computer to be able to run it all. You even have to have the space to do it. There's a lot of requirements.
There's so much about it.
But if you do, it's really fun. So it's kind of a catch.
Well, and so the idea here is there aren't a ton of details that have leaked out, but there are some. But it's codename Pacific. They're saying it would probably sell for
Rim. No, just kidding.
Like, speculation is that it will sell for about $200. They said it would be less than the existing Rift, but more than Samsung Gear VR. And it would still plug into your computer, and it wouldn't do all of the motion tracking. So, like, some of the VR games that, you know, I can play now, they would not be compatible with this. But this would be something more along the lines of, hey, you could watch movies in VR. And you could do Facebook Spaces in VR.
Which I know they're wanting to promote.
Different things like that, so that you would almost, like, say you've got your laptop. This would be something you could throw in your backpack with your laptop and put on and do VR anywhere. And, you know, all of a sudden you've got a virtual screen that is enormous and you can do all these different things with. And so think more along those lines.
The price for the goggles, even though they're, you know, still speculation with it, the price for the glasses, that sounds nice, as long as you didn't have to upgrade your system, your computer, your laptop to be able to use it.
It sounds like they're shooting for something that wouldn't require that. Mm-hmm. So this would be something where there would be a lot of things that you could do with a headset like this that, you know, you can't do with this, the one that I have. Mine would be quote-unquote better, like more abilities, but this would be a more streamlined, less expensive way that more people could get it and would be able to do a lot of very cool things with it, even if there are some things you couldn't do with it.
Well, something to look forward to.
I think it's an interesting idea. Like, Nikki, imagine a room where you and I are. Think about this. What if you and I were at home right now?
Hey, still doing the show, but we could see each other like we were in front of each other.
What about
that? But we weren't. Now, I don't want to think about that because we enjoy our time together, but on emergency days.
Yeah. So just think about that. Like, there's flooding, there's snow, there's whatever, and you're just like, well,
I can't come in now, but let's put our goggles and glasses on.
We'll go to the home studio, we'll get this thing done. That's kind of cool, but boy, it would lead to some laziness.
Well, it also means, too, like, hey, we're going on vacation. All right, we'll bring your glasses with you. We're still doing the show.
Oh, don't say that. Don't say that.
I'm just telling you what I see in the future. As
you
a,
just said the like, worst thing.
It's a freedom to be able to use these anywhere you want and do the show anywhere. And that also means when you never expected you'd have to do the show.
Two things really quick. That's all, like, that is not confirmed yet, but it's one of those things that, like, yeah, come on, it's totally confirmed. So Oculus hasn't said they're making one, but the rumors concede that, like, next year.
Next year will be that.
2018, even though it's not official yet.
The Worst of the Riot box set is now available nowhere because we know you wouldn't want it anyway. It's The Worst of the Riot on Radio U.
Everybody's job has challenges, Nikki. Everybody's job does. Like, you have to work with me. You know, some people have to
That's
work.
That's not a challenge. That's an opportunity to grow every day.
Some people got to work that drive-through window, put up with all those jerks and everything. Some people have to deal with humpback whales trying to break into the salmon hatchery.
I did not know that was a problem for a
it's
job.
It's such a pain.
And come on, again?
Yeah, so I'll tell you what, though. After the night I had last night, Nikki and I can come on up, take care of that humpback whale problem you got. No big deal.
So wait, now I saw the title, like the headline of this story, but I didn't read the details on it. But what I took it as is there's a salmon hatchery.
Yeah, so the
it's
idea
like a fish
is...
farm?
It is and it isn't. Like, a fish farm, Nikki, is one of those terrible places where they make commercial fish.
But this one's more, it's an ocean one.
Yeah, so what they do is, like, they have their little salmon hatchery that they kind of run by them, and then they release the salmon. So the local streams and, I guess, I don't know if they put them in, I don't think they put them in lakes, but whatever. Basically, to bolster the local
fish
salmon.
Population.
Yeah, so the people can fish for salmon.
Hmm.
And that's, you know, it's wonderful. It's conservation.
Sounds just super nice.
Till some freaking fat whale finds an easy way to get a free lunch.
So are you saying local whales have found out where the hatchery is and are trying to take the salmon from it so they don't have to actually do any work?
They're just like, hey, Al, you know, we used to go out there looking around for fish, but I found that if you just hang out right here.
They come to you.
They just come right out of that hole
okay.
right there.
That would be so kind of cool to see them, like, to see how intelligent, you know, like, they figured it out.
Like, yeah, we don't need to go anywhere. It's fine.
And then what are they supposed to do about it? Wait, how do you scare a whale away?
I have no idea.
You know, like, you can put, what does Chris have up there? We have these birds that won't leave, so, like, you can put this owl thing up.
And it scares the birds away?
And it's supposed to scare them away, like, oh, someone's already here.
You know, does it work? I don't know. My car's still covered in crap.
Do you put a big inflatable whale in the water or something? So they're like, well, it's already crowded.
Well, what about an inflatable shark?
But whales, I think, aren't necessarily as scared of sharks.
You don't think so? So, like, they come in, they're just like, what's this thing?
Why? I'm gonna bump you out.
I don't know
what they do.
I don't know. How do you scare away a whale?
It's a good question.
I don't know.
We don't have to figure this out. It's not our job. But
I don't know the answer. I mean, do you Google that, or you talk to them about the environment and deforestation. Then they become so afraid.
You just bore them out of the water.
Yeah. Or you just, you know, you shoot them.
Now, okay, that's to the other side.
Like, you make, you know what? You make whale burgers? Like,
no, you don't have killer whale burgers.
There are Asia, like, places in Asia where, like, they eat whale all the time.
We're not doing whale stuff. We're not killing whales. I bet you if you were just in your boat, the boat would scare them.
You think so?
Probably.
Oh, well, there you go. We'll just park a boat out there.
Leave a motor running. Do something. They're like, it's busy here. We're going to leave this hatchery alone.
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of the same problem that you have, like, moving back in with your parents, where you're like, you know what? If you just stay here, they feed you. So there's no need. There's no need for you to go do anything.
Well, so this is going on in Alaska, you said?
Yeah, it's a problem, Nikki.
Yeah.
It's a real, real problem. So if anybody knows how to scare whales, if you could call Alaska.
In a nice way.
Well, I mean, you know, you don't necessarily have to hurt them, but you just got to do something to let them know, like, hey, stop eating the salmon from this place. Because, like, we need to get them out there.
Okay, wait until we get them out there, then you can try.
It's the worst of the riot, because calling it the best of the riot would be a lie. Radio U.
Have you guys decided, are you willing to move forward in this food news, knowing that you're going to be hungry when I'm done? So, it says that they should pop up soon. Like, you might find them now, You might see them in a couple of weeks, but your grocery store is going to start carrying Cinnamon Toast Crunch Bites.
What do you mean bites?
Think.
That's what cereal is.
Donut holes.
Oh,
with
hello.
A Cinnamon Toast Crunch yummy center. So it's a little donut hole. The outside is completely covered in whatever the heck they spray those Cinnamon Toast cereals with. It's those, like that cinnamon sugar, whatever. And then the inside is a warm, gooey, I don't know what. So it's 30 seconds in the microwave, which it probably sucks that way. You really want to put them in the oven, would be my guess. And then you have little Cinnamon Toast Crunch donut
little donut holes.
Holes.
It kind of reminds me of the Taco Bell, the Cinnabon things.
Okay, I vaguely remember what you're talking about.
But like with icing inside.
With icing
a
inside.
A cinnamon filling on the inside of these. A soft cinnamon-coated donut with a cinnamon filling inside.
Doesn't that sound wonderful?
And it'll be in the freezer section, so like you mentioned, then you warm them up.
Doesn't it sound wonderful?
It does. It does sound pretty good.
I'm just not really getting the response from you that I'm looking for here. Doesn't it sound wonderful?
Yes, it sounds delicious, sir. It does. Cinnamon Toast Crunch was a good one, a good choice, but I don't know if that's ready to cross over to the donuts selection as well.
Not good enough for Nikki.
It could be.
One more thing to put in that pile. Shoot. I think it sounds amazing.
Well, good.
I want a Cinnamon Toast Crunch Bite.
Okay, well, then you can look for it. But remember, it's in the freezer.
And you know it's not going to be that good.
That's
you know.
My only concern. Because you're leaving what you liked, okay? You're now way many aisles over.
Okay,
this is a very big change. Could they have started with a fresh donut, perhaps, somehow?
Well, I mean,
with a cinnamon filling that was available in the bakery?
I have gone to donut shops that have stuff that they call, like, Cinnamon Yoast Crunch or whatever, and they've made their own donut spin on it, and they're typically very good.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like it looks good. I know it's going to fall short. I know it's not going to be what I want.
You never know. It could be good.
You know what you really want? This is the best way to go. Get yourself some Cinnamon Toast Crunch, but eat it dry with a glass of milk. So you just like put it in a bowl and eat it like it's a snack food or something and drink milk with it.
What's the difference between drinking the milk and putting it because it makes it soggy or something?
No sog. You're just eating it and you're getting all the flavor and then the delicious cool milk to wash it down.
Are you guys taking notes?
Listen, I can tell you almost any breakfast cereal out there, I can tell you the right way to eat it.
It's an OB hack.
That's the right way to eat Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Okay.
And I am not even kidding right now.
Well, maybe someone will try that this weekend.
When you put the milk on it, really all you're doing is creating sugar milk. But, that whisks it away from the taste buds. The sugar that's in the milk, I feel like it just drowns it all out.
It covers it, yeah.
But if you sip the milk while you're eating it, you get the full Cinnamon Toast experience and then the sugar from the milk, too. It's delicious.
Sugar, sugar, sugar.
How else do you start your morning?
My favorite part of the Worst of the Riot, when they shut up and the music starts. It's the Worst of the Riot on Radio U.
Okay. Stranger Things again today. We got to talk about it because, they announced season 2 coming
October
27th.
It's a Friday.
Yes. Now that got announced, was it yesterday or Wednesday? They gave an actual release date.
Yeah.
But now we got another piece of surprise news, Nikki. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Remember Barb?
Yes.
Hashtag justice for Barb.
Yes.
Everybody wanted to know why everyone forgot about Barb. What happened to Barb? What about Barb's parents? Barb's best friend? Who cares? Barb's dead. Was it because Barb wore glasses? Was it because Barb didn't have stylish hair? Was it because Barb had those hideous mom jeans? Is that why you don't care about Barb? Shaming for Barb?
There was a lot of chatter about what they felt like was an unfinished storyline for that.
Felt like Barb got left hanging, even though to me, Barb was dead. So of course we're done talking about her, at least for now.
But people were wondering if that would be brought up or if she would be back, but she's not there anymore. But would the storyline continue to where there'd be some closure?
Yeah. I mean, look, if your little brother or whatever was lost, would you stop to mourn your best friend or would you find him and then you would mourn? But it's cool.
Now, they've mentioned she's not still alive.
But what if in the upside down, alive is dead.
Who knows? That's always a possibility in a TV show, but did they say they're going to cover it, or what are they going to do?
No, but I'll tell you this. Barb, the actress, Shannon Purser, she just went ahead and got herself an Emmy nomination.
Mm.
Why? She got an Emmy for guest actress in a drama.
Well, I mean, there was a lot of talk about her.
There it is, guys. That's your justice for Barb.
That's
right
what
there.
You need.
The actress got nominated for an Emmy. Now, they say, like, hey, you know, she really only appeared very briefly and only in 4 episodes before she was brutally murdered by the Metagorgon or whatever.
People connected with her character, or at least the lack of closure for her character.
I think people connected with the way Barb got sidelined.
Yes.
I think all of us who have ever had the good-looking friend that got invited just because your friend was good-looking, right here, hashtag Obadiah is Barb, they connected with Barb, and I get that. I really do, okay?
I hope more people use that hashtag.
Hey, look, as soon as Barb showed up, I was like, there I am.
That's character.
That's me. Friend's attractive. He's ugly, but he comes anyway because otherwise the attractive one doesn't show up. Hey, listen, I'm over it, kind of, except when I cry in the shower because you can't see the tears.
Sure, when there's water there.
Yeah.
So did they do the Emmy announcements yesterday?
I guess, whatever.
Because we were busy. We probably didn't pay attention to those, but we'll have to go look and see if there's anything else.
Look, if you want the whole rundown, I don't have it.
That's fine. You just want to talk about Barb, and perfectly fine.
I just wanted to give Barb her space, okay?
And now we're moving on and trying to get others in the space?
Yeah, now we're going to go after the other people, but poor Barb. But I'm admittedly, like, her hair and glasses, that was a terrible look for her. It was.
That's so terrible. It's amazing. It was just terrible.
I just feel like with a little help, we could have gone a long way.
The riot used to be 3 people.
Please tell me we're not discussing video games again.
The other guy didn't make it. It's the riot.
Hey, if you feel like the real problem that the riot is having this morning is that they really...
Mm,
it really Christmas. Just... If I would, I would just have a Christmas cookie and shut up.
Hey, you can use that phrase any day, though. Just take out the word Christmas. If you just had a cookie.
Just have a cookie and shut up. All right. Get your finger off the trigger and eat this cookie.
What Obi's trying to gently and kindly tell you is that the Radio U Christmas in July channel has launched.
It's there, Nikki.
If you want to listen to some Radio U Christmas music while in July, you are welcome to through our channel. That's available at RadioU.com. If you check out our Radio U app, that's there, too. And our Radio U Roku channel as well.
All right. So, you know, I started out this whole cleanse thing saying, oh, I don't want to talk about it. Now I talk about it all the time because it's the only thing I can think about.
Obi's doing a cleanse, not a juicing thing. Yeah.
And it's not a master cleanse, which I think sounds scary.
So bad, doesn't it? Yes. It's not a master cleanse, but instead you're doing a special type of cleanse where you take away most types of food that might aggravate you and then slowly add stuff back in to find out if there's any foods you have problems with or any workouts you have problems with.
Right. So what you do is, like, on one day you eat a food that you haven't had yet. So you eat a bunch of bland stuff and then this one food or whatever. It's not that bad, actually. I've learned a lot about spices.
Yeah.
And have learned, my food smells obnoxious now, but it tastes pretty good. You introduce the food, and then on other days you try and exercise. And then you do a couple things, like take your temperature, take your weight, and it's about finding inflammation. And as Nikki said, like, what works with your body? And the idea is, like, hey, even though most of the time workout recommendations and food recommendations are all the same, this is like, take things, test them on your own body,
and
look at the results,
things.
And go from there.
So, like, say everybody is like, oh, well, you got to have lots of chicken. But what if your body reacted negatively to chicken and you never knew it?
Well, thank the Lord in heaven and on earth that a chicken has been fine.
I know, right?
Because
that day we were all worried.
I couldn't live
in a world where I can't have chicken. When I went home, I was like, oh, please, let chicken dinner be okay.
Help him. So that was fine.
That and peanut butter was 2 very worrisome ones.
Still haven't had peanut butter yet.
Mm-hmm.
Almond butter, yes. Peanut butter, not yet. But in the middle of all of this, this is the part that is crazy to me, is that I did the weightlifting day, came out like golden.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So I am going to keep going down that road. But I ran yesterday.
Uh-oh, running.
And I'll just say this. running did not pass the test.
Is that amazing?
Yes. So what that means is that you actually, it's one of those things where it's not a perfect science. So it's like, well, could be that maybe I was really stressed yesterday. See yesterday's show when I was screaming and throwing things. Also see today's show.
That's a trend.
So you'll
try it again to double check.
Yeah. I'll take a day off today, let your body rest, whatever. Tomorrow I will test it and see how my body handles it on Saturday. And they basically say, like, look, you can test it three times. And at the end of three times,
if it's still happening,
then it's not a good time. Now, the other thing they'll say is like, hey, maybe retest it in 6 months or a year, but your body changes over time. So sometimes this will be good and sometimes it won't. But holy crap, Nikki.
What if running is not something you can do?
What if I stopped running?
That's amazing.
I have been running for a while.
But I don't feel like you like running. So maybe that's always been your body's way of saying, like, and I know there's a difference between no one wants to run, but you really just would seem sad with it.
Well, the reality of it is
like, or that you were pressured to like it.
I made myself like it.
Yeah.
Like, running is something that I've made myself like. I was joking about it earlier, but I really was that fat kid that couldn't run. Like, that's a true story. And so I had a point in life where I was like, I started playing soccer. I was like, I will run and I will show everyone that I
can
run.
That you can do it.
And so I have just continued running. And the idea of giving up running and just focusing on something else
sounds amazing. You love weightlifting.
I love it.
So why don't you just do that?
Well, Nikki, we're going to keep testing.
Okay.
Because, even if it's an abusive friend, we might need to keep it around. I just want to make sure that
we
can chuck it.
Every once in a while.
But yeah, I'll test it again, but shoot, man. What if, imagine a world where I didn't buy running shoes anymore. Get out of here!
But instead, you went and did more weightlifting.
I love it. I'm already on board for that.
Leftovers from the most disgusting meal you've ever had. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
The problem with the internet and the information age in which we live is that we can learn things that can't hurt us and can only cause us to go into fits of ruin and depression. I'm, of course, referring to the Blue Hawaii McFizz.
That looks delicious.
Boy, it does.
It reminds me of, I had it once, and you guys always suggest it because I like Sprite, but what is it from Sonic? Is it Ocean Water or Ocean Something?
Yes.
Basically like Sprite and like some blue mix or something. This seems to be the McDonald's version, but not here in the United States.
Only in Japan is the blue, which, I mean, it's called Hawaii.
How often do we say that?
If you're going to have a Blue Hawaii McFizz, can't we keep that in the 50? You know what I'm saying? The United States of America?
Be nice if it came over here.
I guess that's only fair because you realize, of course, if we had something over here in the United States, we're like, it's the Japanese McNugget. In Japan, they wouldn't have that. I get it. So what does it even taste like? It's a bright blue syrup with a secret splash of apple juice.
Yeah, that's, and Sprite.
Oh, and it's Sprite. Okay, that was the thing that I didn't know.
Doesn't that sound good?
Sounds delicious.
Yes, it does.
I'll have that.
And again, it does sound a lot like Sonic thing.
You can get it with whipped cream on the top.
Oh, on top of it?
Yeah. So here Nikki and I are looking at pictures of something we can't have.
Have once again.
Craving something that there's no way humanly... Well, okay. There, I went too far. There is a way humanly possible. Nikki and I could grab our Radio U branded credit card.
We each have one.
We could head to the airport and in 12 hours
next flight
or so,
out.
Find ourselves in Japan.
Ugh, that'd be so nice, but the responsible side of us says, no, we can't do that yet.
Yeah. Is Japan an extradition country? Because when Radio U finally calls the police on us, we don't want them to send us back.
Yeah, as long as they don't have to send us back. This is a part of McDonald's Japan's Loco Moco summer menu.
Loco Moco?
Which is a Hawaiian dish.
Thing.
Yes, and that'll be Hawaiian style burgers, spicy chili fries, and the Blue Hawaiian McFizz.
There's no way that when you actually go to McDonald's Japan to grab the Blue Hawaiian McFizz, there's no way it looks that good.
You don't think so?
No way.
You're looking at pictures of people at McDonald's posting it.
It's
they
fake.
They take care.
Viral.
Things.
It's not real.
I think it is.
Let me tell you what.
It's not going to look as perfect as the ad, but it does look great.
I would like to invite you to my local McDonald's, Nikki.
I know. I have a local one as well. They're not into things like...
caring at all about anything ever.
Pride in the product. No fast food places.
The only thing they do is in the back yell about the worker revolution that's coming. But, I mean, can I get some fries?
Dude, I was at McDonald's the other day, and they were all, congregated at the food handout window.
Yeah.
And they were all talking, too. And it's like
You know what?
Can I have the food? And they're just there.
You know what, though, Nikki? Those people you're criticizing for congregating, that's who I would be if I worked at McDonald's.
You would just be waiting there talking to everybody.
I'd be like, are you cooking? I'd be like, I'm supposed to, but it's more fun to hang out over here with Nikki.
I just want to talk to people. I don't want to go back to work.
She's working the register. We're just hanging out, whatever.
Maybe they're stricter loitering rules at the McDonald's in Japan.
Maybe there is.
The Riot. The Riot.
All right, pace yourself because you're going to have to do this all day for very little money.
Radio U.
Hey, another thing that might really pick your day up a little bit is, do you smell bad? Have you checked? Maybe you can't tell. Maybe your nose, you got so much hair in your nose, you just can't really smell anything.
Well, I think some people you just get used to, whether it's a good or a bad smell, like your smell is your smell, mm-hmm. So you don't really recognize.
I get concerned about that sometimes.
You do, because you sweat more.
Do I stink? I'm not sure. I smell like me, and I think I smell okay, but it's like...
That's mostly on the days where you're so tired in the morning, you can't actually remember if you put deodorant on.
Well, it's funny, this morning I was actually thinking, I know I put deodorant on, but I can't remember if I used any soap in the shower.
Oh, really?
And I'm not saying that.
The water alone, though, has to be okay.
That's to help,
if someone
right?
doesn't shower or wash their clothes. I think it's more if you don't wash your clothes.
Because I mean, my clothes are clean. In fact, I know these shorts are clean. I haven't worn them in a while. And to be honest with you, I think they might be a poor fashion choice, but I know they're clean.
At least they're clean.
Like, I know that's true.
But I think that's where a lot of times if someone smells, it's coming from. It's not necessarily them. It's maybe what they're wearing.
All right. Well, I don't want to keep creeping on Japan, but look what I got here. There is a company there called Konica Minolta. Well, they normally make cameras, but they have come up with a device that, and this is amazing. It connects to your smartphone via Bluetooth. And what you can do is you can put it in four different places. You can put it at your feet. You put it behind your ear, your armpits, or somewhere else near your head. And what it's going to do is it's going to check the air for odors.
Will the attachment with it?
The device will. And it will tell you if you're smelling. So it can detect a sweaty smell. A middle fat odor. I don't even know what that is.
Who knows?
I don't even know what that is. And something that they call karashiu, which roughly translates to old age smell.
So maybe just you can't help that smell. That's just how you're smelling.
Well, no. Here's what I hope. I hope that you get this information and then that translates for you into, okay, I need a shower. I need some cologne.
I need some deodorant.
Like something has to happen here.
Yeah, but if it's going to be an immediate fix, like if you're like, oh my gosh, am I smelling right now? You go grab the attachment, get your phone, like you can't figure out where you're smelling at. I mean.
But did we not just get, we just talked about this, like our concern that we don't know if we smell.
No,
used to your own smell.
No, if you've been working out or if it's like like super hot days, when you're not as fresh smelling or you feel sticky and stuff.
But what if you don't? Like what if, okay. What if you think to yourself, like maybe it's the end of the day and you've done all kinds of stuff all day. You haven't had a chance to freshen up.
And
but you're
didn't
like,
catch your you, that you've been smelling.
You're just like, you think you're fine. You're whatever. And you get this out. Hey,
Could be.
Like I had a friend of mine. She worked at a fish restaurant, like a fish frying restaurant. And, she got off work. She thought she was fine. Not fine.
There was a problem.
Like you would be sitting there and you're like, that's weird. It smells like, oh, hey.
You're
Whoa!
Here! Oh,
holy
my God.
Crap!
Did you just get
just
off work?
Just get off work?
You did, didn't you?
Not that you would ever say that.
No, because that's rude.
Yeah, you wouldn't say that.
No, you would just be fine with it.
But if she would have, one of these $265 items.
Okay, like this morning when I was driving in, there was a skunk on the side of the road and it smelled really bad. So I was afraid, and I rolled down my window just for a moment to try to clear it out. But I was afraid. I was like, oh my gosh, what if it got on the shirt or something, and then I was going to come into work and smell like it.
Like a skunk?
Yeah, like what if it, just enough of it, just a hint of it attached to me today.
Even though we're good friends, I probably wouldn't have said anything.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that wouldn't have been my fault.
I would have just sat in here like, no, I don't smell the skunk. What?
What smell?
Or I just would have assumed it was this room, which frequently stinks.
That also is true.
That's why you could hide that smell in here. No problem.
Starting your day with the worst of the riot is a great idea because it's guaranteed to get better from here. It's the riot on Radio U. Again. Radio U, traffic update.
Taking a look at the roadways in Central Ohio. Got a couple of accidents to talk about. Looks like the 270 west side northbound accident at Robert Road, that has been cleared. Traffic there is starting to move a lot smoother. I've got an accident that has happened. There it is. Refugee Road at 33. That is causing some slowdowns in that area. And now closed, 62 West between Tippett and Walnut Street. That is due to an accident in that area. Take a look at what's happening in Dayton right now. I've got some ramp restrictions, 675 North at 48. That is causing slowdowns in that area. More traffic in 15 minutes on the U.
Mostly cloudy today. You've got a high of 85. Tonight, partly cloudy. Your low, 65. And then tomorrow, Saturday, will be a mix of sun and clouds with a high 82. It is 70.
Nikki, I have to ask you a question.
Yes, it is. Yes. What is the question?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is time to ask me a question. What is it?
Something about a cop on the freeway with the ramp.
Oh, yes.
Can we?
I don't know if this is
Can we unpack that for just a moment?
I don't know if this is going to translate well. Like, as I explain it, it might have been, maybe more funny if you were in the moment with me.
You know what, Nikki? Because it's you and because we're all such good friends, we still want you to share.
You're going
to
still enjoy it.
Yeah.
So I was on the freeway last weekend.
Okay.
And I had just a couple of miles to go, but there was three accidents. So my side of the freeway had two and then the other side had one.
Uh-huh.
So not only was my side just slowing down to look at the left side accident, but then that caused two accidents on our side. So it was almost a standstill, but moving just barely.
Yeah.
So I was on the left-hand side. It was four lanes across my side of the freeway. And I wasn't very excited to be a part of that. But yet I couldn't turn around. I wasn't near a U-turn. And in our area, you can't make U-turns unless noted. It's illegal. So on the freeway situation, though, I feel like if there's an accident, you should be able to use the U-turn, don't you think?
I'm not here to comment.
But I feel like it's fair.
It's a political statement.
So I was in the very far left lane and we're practically just stopping. And I start to see people use maybe a mile down.
Uh-huh.
They were starting to use the one turnaround that you could on the freeway.
Please tell me you didn't get in the shoulder and drive up to the turnaround. You did not.
No, wait.
You did not do that.
I spent about 5 minutes asking Eric. I'm like, okay, well, they're going. Can I go? And I wanted to make sure I was close enough to be able to do it without riding the whole freeway down, you know, the berm of the side of the freeway. And I was like, okay, is now, like now. Can I go now? Can I go now? And I waited and I waited and I waited. And I see cars after car and they're doing the U-turn and they're getting on the freeway to go and not have the traffic. So finally, I'm ready for it, right? I go and I get over and I try not to go too fast because you don't want to be a jerk about it. And so I was just, you know, kind of going past everybody. Small distance, small distance.
Okay, let's talk about in quarters of a mile.
Yeah.
How far?
Like a quarter of a mile, just one.
Still too far.
But
if you'd have said three car lengths, I might have let you have it. But
by the time I was like halfway there, another large SUV pulled out in front of me. Like, he was way in front of me, closer to it. He pulled
way
out.
Way in front of you. Now, I thought this was only a quarter mile.
I don't know what to say.
Your story's falling apart, Nikki.
It wasn't that long. I was very aware, and I didn't want it to be too long of a distance for me to make the turn. And he goes, and he parks there. I couldn't tell. He parks there. And I couldn't tell I forgot if he didn't have a light bar on it or something, but it was a cop in an SUV, a big SUV. And by the time I get close enough to see, he stops there so no one else can do what everybody else
what
was doing.
What you're trying to do.
And I was like, I can't go anywhere. Now, all the other lanes of traffic are almost standstill to the right. And so, how can I get
so
back
in? You're stuck in the berm
Then I look in my mirror, and I see behind me is another cop coming and the tow truck for one of the accidents that I will be blocking on the side of the freeway if I don't find a way to get over. And then I see it. I see it to the right. It's one car, and there's some space in front of it, and I just go right into that spot so I don't get pulled over, and I also don't keep the cops and the tow trucks from going to the accident.
You know, it's interesting, Nikki. It's almost as if the berms are left there, and it's illegal to use them. Just in case someone needed emergency access.
You know what I felt bad about, too? Everybody I passed while trying to go make a U-turn to get off the freeway, I felt so bad because they probably thought I just tried to get in front of so many cars. When I wasn't, I was trying to get off the freeway.
And go the other way.
But instead, I then had to spend about 20 minutes in front of these cars as the person who cut in front of them.
Can I ask you a question, too?
Yes, Obadiah.
Was your seatbelt fastened when you were doing this?
Yes, it was.
I don't believe you.
My car makes too much noise if I don't wear it on the driver's seat.
Yeah, you just sit on it.
No, I don't. I sit on it in the passenger seat. But not the driver's seat. I take it seriously.
Yeah. Yeah, guys.
It was so embarrassing. I was so mortified. And then I was so embarrassed for what could have been if I would have been blocking all the cops that were trying to get around. But everybody else got to get off the freeway and they made a U-turn, but I couldn't.
Not everybody else, Nikki. Not everybody else.
But that cop totally parked there to block everybody from doing that. And I was like,
yeah. So that, you know, the emergency vehicles could get in and help those who needed it?
No, he parked at the U-turn area, which is, yes, the sign says for emergency situations only. But I felt...
It's an emergency because, like, I'm bored.
Well, that was a really, really backed up freeway.
Because, dang.
Come on. And the other side wasn't as backed up because they had an accident, like I said, down the way. So that was very light traffic.
Well, Nikki, I'm really sorry that people were... harshing your mellow this weekend.
Oh, there's nothing worse. Looking in front of you and seeing a cop. Looking behind you, seeing another cop with the tow truck lights behind it. I was in trouble.
Want to know what the Riot is doing right now? Follow them on Instagram and Twitter at riot.radiou.com. It's the worst of the Riot on Radio U.
Now, Nikki, I had something I wanted to talk to you about, but I feel like... with everything you told me about the freeway over the weekend, you haven't been good and maybe you don't deserve it.
I don't get it.
That's what I'm thinking.
Well, maybe I can just plead on my behalf that I would like to hear what story you have to tell. Or...
All right. It is National Macaroni and Cheese Day.
Yes.
You like macaroni and cheese.
But not macaroni and cheese like in a bowl. I like macaroni and cheese on top of things, on top of hamburgers, on top of pizza,
on top of hamburgers?
You can put it on top of hamburgers. It's a topping. Instead of like just a slice of cheese, like how boring is that? You can have pasta and cheese on top of it.
Yeah, okay. I can accept that.
You would like it.
I'll allow that.
Especially
as a topping.
If it was a really good hamburger, like a very juicy one, just... like basic, not a lot of toppings or anything, just the hamburger, the cheese, and a really soft bun.
I'm starving right now, so it sounds great. Yes.
It does.
Yes. So hungry. When is snack? And it will not contain hamburgers or macaroni and cheese.
Any of we just talked about, even though it is Macaroni and Cheese Day.
That is a shame. So mac and cheese eating, according to these statistics from the Hartman Group, skews towards younger people. Half of macaroni and cheese eating occur... eating occasions involve people under the age of 25. Only 19% of baby boomers still eat mac and cheese.
So what's a baby boomer age?
Isn't that 55 and up?
I guess, maybe.
16? I don't know. They say mac and cheese is very social. About one-third of macaroni and cheese is eaten with family. 16% of it is eaten with friends. That means like 54% is what, alone in the dark?
Well, when you're just eating a meal by yourself and you don't want to do anything fancy, yeah, mac and cheese.
1 in 10 macaroni and cheese eating occasions occurs during breakfast?
breakfast time for mac and cheese?
Oh, that's wrong.
Well, I'm afraid. Can't say anything's wrong. It's just we've never had that before.
Watch me, Nikki. Mac and cheese for breakfast.
Is that where you're drawing the line?
That's
this
it,
too
right
much?
There. You know what I love about macaroni and cheese? When I was little, my grandma used to make macaroni and cheese for me. Keep your shells and cheese. Keep your garbage. You know what I want? Kraft macaroni and cheese like God intended.
So you don't like to add anything to it or just straight old school mac and cheese?
Did my grandma need to add anything to it?
Maybe
aside
she didn't
from
realize
love,
she could.
She put love in there. And if you can put that in with your mac and cheese, then yes.
And extra salt.
And I'll tell you what. When things were really special, when it was really good, she would get spirals.
Oh, well, that's something.
And I mean, I know that, you know, SpongeBob was out there and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, but Grandma didn't go in for any of that stuff.
No, she went just the classic stuff.
Elbow or spiral. And you know what? Loved the spiral. Mm. Still do, Nikki. Still
so now
do.
Do you feel like pressure, like you have to be good enough? And if you are, then you can get mac and cheese?
You know what?
Even though now you can make it on your own?
Here's the thing. Just like God's love for me, my grandma's love for me was not contingent on behavior. And she would prepare me mac and cheese, not hold it over my head like, if you're good, you can have it.
If you're
good, I'll love you enough to make this mac and cheese for you.
She had a special love.
We all learned something today.
For her little Obi.
The Riot spent their entire advertising and promotion budget on catering and craft services.
The junk that guy eats has finally caught up with me.
So please tell your friends. It's The Riot on Radio U.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chris.
Good morning, Chris.
Gun buddy.
Yay. Hey.
So, Chris, you went to the range with us yesterday.
That I did.
Yesterday, we went to Blackwing, which is a local shooting range.
Gun
range
center.
Gunnery, shooting center.
Gunnery!
Archery.
I love that name.
There's archery. There's a bunch of stuff. And, of course, we took Chris because Chris is our local resident expert when it comes to it.
Gun guy.
Gun guy.
So, Chris, how did we do?
Okay, all I have to say is, Nikki, her first shots, like...
Dead center.
Like,
I got tired of
one of those moments, you're like, has she been practicing? Like,
no,
is she like some sleeper from like from like Germany or Russia?
I think I have very good eye coordination. So
I mean, that was impressive. All those years of video games.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And there's actually something to that because Obi was very good as well. But yet we don't shoot guns often except in game settings. So I think we do have that because of it.
I mean, I've just been shooting virtual reality guns.
That's about it.
Is that a thing?
It's not reality.
It certainly isn't. So, Chris, we did okay.
You did okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Good. You guys were safe.
Good.
Which I appreciate.
Lots of safety. Lots of, what do they call it, trigger discipline.
Exactly. Trigger discipline.
It's important.
No better safety than that index finger.
This guy, right? Does he know what he's saying?
He knows what he's saying.
Yeah.
He knows.
So, Chris, tell us what guns we shot yesterday.
You shot a Glock 17.
Yep.
A Gen 4 and my Gen 1. That thing's worn.
It's seen some love, is that what you're saying?
A Glock 19. What was it? Did you do a Glock 42?
Was it? Was that
one? Yeah, Glock 42. It was a 380.
Yeah, that was a tiny gun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. Okay.
MP shield.
Yep.
A CV something.
A CZ-75.
See, I never heard of them until.
From, what was it? Czechoslovakia,
right?
Czech Republic. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It was
an
amazing looking gun. I like that.
A Beretta.
One.
Yeah, that was Eric had the Beretta, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then wasn't there one other? We shot a 22.
Yeah, it was
that
a 22.
I don't remember what it was.
There was a lot of guns. It's hard to remember. I don't know if
it was
guys...
a blast.
Dude, this guy!
Okay,
on
the way to the gun range, we were like, okay, every time we talk, it just sounds...
It was a CZ Sporting Tactical.
It sounds like we're doing gun stuff anyways, because we were leaving to go there yesterday. We were like, okay, we're going to go shoot. But shooting is a term for filming, and we were going to go film. So we were going to go shoot.
Shoot shooting.
And we're going to shoot
shooting.
What else did you say?
And I drive a Dodge Caliber.
You drive a Caliber. One of our mics is called a shotgun mic.
Yeah. Uh-huh,
so that's every time we turned around, it was just like... But I mean it in the TV technical term of videos, not actually the gun term.
Yes, indeed. So that is... I had a great time, Chris.
It was
good. I want to go back.
Yes.
And I want to get a gun, too.
Like, it was fun. Like, I had a lot of fun on the range.
Well, I liked having Chris there, too, because it just made it even more special.
Mm-hmm. Between him and there was a guy there named David that took us through a safety course for us and stuff. Yeah. And, like, we... And
special thanks to Mike as well.
Yeah. Mike. In fact, Mike just texted and said, shout out to Chris.
Aww.
You guys are gun buddies. Wow. Range buddies.
Very nice. Man. So we had lots of fun. We're going to be sending out soon through Radio U Ride on YouTube some of the video that we shot while we were there. So you have a chance if you want to go ahead and subscribe to our YouTube channel, and we'll let you know when it's done.
All right. Chris, since you came on the show to talk about it, that was officially work for you now.
Yeah, I know.
You can go home early. You should probably go home now.
The worst of the riot is over, but the fun can keep going.
Hey, I saw you checking out my goods.
Check the Riot blog or stalk us on social media.
You want to sample them? A little try before you buy, huh?
Through riot.radiou.com.
Some freaking fat whale finds an easy way to get a free lunch.